Islamic beliefs. In our Islamic beliefs, we find our way. Guided by faith, we kneel and pray each day. Guided by faith, we kneel and pray each day. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Our Islamic Beliefs. Inshallah, in today's episode we're going to cover another important and beautiful aqeedah of Islam. But before we get into it, let us hear an excellence of reciting Salat ala al-Nabi. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, زَيِّنُوا مَجَالِسَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ عَلَيَّ نُورٌ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Decorate your gatherings by sending Salat upon me, for indeed your recitation of Salat upon me will be Noor for you on the Day of Judgment. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. The aqeedah that we're going to hear about briefly today is known as the aqeedah of tawassul, and tied in with that is the aqeedah known as istimdad, meaning seeking help from other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawassul, using somebody as a means to have your problems solved, to have your desires fulfilled. So this is tawassul. And istimdad is to seek help. And here it means to seek help from other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's our aqeedah? Our aqeedah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of all the worlds. He is the Malik, the owner. He is Mukhtar. He has full authority to do as he wills within his creation. And this is haqiqatan. In reality, in real terms. And as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not permit, does not will, even an atom cannot move from here to there. Without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one leaf cannot even move, a single leaf. So everything is tabi'ah, everything is submissive to the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the command of Allah azza wa jal. Whatever happens is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is our aqeedah, this is our belief. Now, if Allah ta'ala wills and He wants, He can give power to His creation or some from His creation to do certain acts, as in help others. And this is totally min janibillah, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning if Allah wills for that person to help another in creation, then that person will help. But if Allah ta'ala does not will it, a person cannot help another in the least. So who does Allah ta'ala grant authority to help others? His beloveds, the Anbiya alayhim salam, the Rusul-i Kiram, the Salihin, his honorable angels, the Malaika, and the Dalail, the proofs for this are found throughout the Hadith collection. If you pick up Al-Quran Al-Kareem, you will find ayah after ayah mentioning the proofs and evidences for this aqeedah of ours. So we believe with the power given by Allah Azza wa Jal, Prophets Alayhi Wasalam can help, Messengers Alayhi Wasalam can help, the Salihin, the Awliya, the righteous, Rahimahumullah Ta'ala can help. The Malaika Muqarrabin, the close angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they can help. Now, let's go to the first ayah of Al-Quran Al-Kareem, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ مَوْلَاهُ وَجِبْرِيلُ وَصَالِحُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ ظَهِيرٌ. So indeed, Allah is His helper, and Jibreel is His helper, and the pious believers are His help. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَعْدَ ذَٰلِكَ الظَّهِيرُ. And the angels of Allah after that are helpers. So that's a clear verse of the Quran which tells us that Allah is the helper. Jibreel alayhi salam is a helper. The pious believers are helpers. The angels are helpers. And in the very same Quran, the majestic, noble Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions the sifat of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, how he would cure those who were born blind, how he would cure the lepers, how he would revive the dead with the idhn of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the permission of Allah, with the command of Allah azza wa jal. Meaning Allah is the one giving shifa. Allah is the one who is bringing that person back to life. It's his will. But he has given the power, the authority to Prophet Isa alayhi salam to manifest that. Without the will of Allah, Isa alayhi salam could not have done that. And this is why he clearly says, bi idhnillah, with the command of Allah, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, again, if we study the Quran properly, with iman, with faith, we'll come across so many verses of the Quran which prove this aqidah of istimdad, seeking the help of other than Allah. And Allah Ta'ala himself sends his creation to help others. For example, in Surah Al-Anfal, we have the famous incident of the Battle of Badr. Allah Ta'ala mentions how he sent help to the believers. And what was that help in the form of? We're told that Allah Ta'ala initially sent 3,000 angels to help the believers. And then 5,000 angels descended with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This glad tidings was given to the believers. And they helped the believers. Now, angels are ghayrullah. They are not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Anyone can tell you this. But here we're told that the farishte, the angels came and helped the believers. Ghayrullah are helping the believers. But it is with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody can deny these verses. These verses are in Al-Quran Al-Kareem themselves. These verses are in the Quran. Whatever power, whatever authority, whatever blessing the angels received, it's from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's not independent to them. It's not from their own selves. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And angels have so many other duties assigned to them. Allah could have done them himself, but he has given angels the sharaf of doing these activities. Like what? Sending down rain, distributing rizq amongst people, helping people, extracting and seizing the souls of people. We know Malakul Maut alayhi salam, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam does that. Like this, Allah Ta'ala has given numerous types of authorities and power to the angels, and they carry out these things. So our aqidah, this pristine aqidah of ours, is from Al-Quran Al-Kareem, from the hadith collection. There's no doubt in this aqidah whatsoever. Yes, people today try to accuse others, very quick to accuse others of shirk, polytheism. Why do you ask from other than Allah? Haven't you heard this verse? Haven't you heard that verse? And those verses which they often put forward are taken out of context. In fact, I would say that those people who accuse others of shirk don't even know the definition of shirk. The definition of shirk is when you associate somebody in dhat and sifat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You believe that another is sharing in the dhat and sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another is an associate of Allah in terms of his dhat and sifat, his af'al. This is shirk. But ask a believer, do they believe that? Of course not. So how can you accuse the ummah of committing shirk and doing wrong? This is misunderstandings that will be very costly if people do not retract, people do not come to their senses and stop accusing the Muslim ummah of shirk. When we say angels help, when we say believers help, it's with the power of Allah. When we say it's with the power and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, automatically we're differentiating between the dhat of Allah and this person who is helping. Allah's help is independent. Allah's help is personal. This person in creation who is helping is through the idhn of Allah. His power and his authority isn't independent from Allah. It's ata, it's granted to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's so many distinctions already, differentiations already between the creator and the creation. Now, in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, Allah Ta'ala tells us himself to seek wasila. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha wabtahu ilayhi al-wasila. Let's seek a wasila, a means, an intermediary towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that could be a wasila of a person in creation as well. Look, in the Quran we're told, هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّهُ. that Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam stood where? In the place where Sayyidina Maryam radiallahu anhu would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Zakariya alayhi salam saw that out of season fruit is appearing, and when he asked her, where is this from? She said, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah gives to whomsoever He wants without accountability. So Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam took that maqam, that place where she would pray and worship, as a wasila to the court of Allah. And he made dua there. هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّهُ. He made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking a child in his old age. And where did he make dua? The very spot where Sayyidina Maryam radiallahu anha would be blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is a Nabi, bear in mind. She is a waliya. Yet he took that spot as a wasila. Took that spot as a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whilst considering it to be a blessed maqam, he made dua and he was given glad tidings of a child as well. Subhanallah. This is wasila. Allah ta'ala says in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى. That take the maqam of Ibrahim as your place of prayer. Face the Qibla next to it. What is Maqam Ibrahim? It's a place wherein you can see the footprints of Sayyidina Ibrahim a.s. Ghairullah. But why is Allah Ta'ala telling you to pray next to it? It's a blessed Maqam. Use that as a wasila. Use that as a means. You will gain barakat and fuyud by performing your namaz next to it. And remember, all of this is dependent upon Allah Ta'ala willing for that person in creation, for that wasila to work, to benefit you. Otherwise, even when you go to a doctor and you spend money on medicine, there's no guarantee that the medicine will actually cure you. If Allah wills, He will cure you, and the doctor is only a means, a wasila. Otherwise, many people spend a lot of money on medicine and operations, they don't gain cure. Cure is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The doctor, the medicine, these are all zahiri asbab. These are just means. If Allah wills, they will help you. Otherwise, they won't. Look at Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, Abul Bashar, right at the beginning, when he descended to the earth, his tawbah was accepted. When he gave the name of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a wasila in the court of Allah azza wa jal. Allah Ta'ala, although he's all-knowing, said, O Adam, how do you know about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? He said, Ya Allah, when you created me, I saw upon the leg of the arsh the name Muhammad next to your name. And I thought this must be a special personality for him to have his name next to your name. And then Allah Ta'ala said, yes, if I did not create Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then you would not have been created either, O Adam alayhi salam. So the wasila of the Prophet alayhi salam benefited Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Before the Prophet alayhi salam has even arrived in this world, his wasila is being used by Prophet Adam alayhi salam. We also know that before the Prophet alayhi salam came, the Jews, they would use the Prophet alayhi salam as a wasila. وَكَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And before the arrival of the Prophet alayhi salam, they would seek victory over the disbelievers through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when the Prophet alayhi salam came, فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمَّ عَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ. They recognized the Prophet alayhi salam. They knew about his sifat, but they rejected him. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Ungratefulness. Allah Ta'ala says in Al-Qur'an Al-Kareem, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدًا. Is Allah not sufficient for His slaves? Some might put this verse forward and say, why do you ask for help from others? But in the very same Qur'an, Allah Ta'ala Himself is saying, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ. So we have to understand verses through other verses of Al-Qur'an Al-Kareem. We have to qualify them. Similarly, in Surah Nisa, Allah Ta'ala says, very famous verse, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. And if they had committed oppression against themselves, wronged themselves, they should come to you, O beloved, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ. And they should seek forgiveness from Allah. وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ. And the Rasul, meaning the Prophet alayhi salam, should seek forgiveness for them. لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. They would find Allah all accepting of their repentance, all merciful. So we can do tawbah here, in our respective countries, in our localities, in our own local masjids, at home, when we make dua, when we do tawbah. But why has it specifically been mentioned to go to the court of the Prophet ﷺ? Because he is al-wasilatul azma. He is the greatest wasila, the greatest means to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is hoped that when we give his wasila in the court of Allah azza wa jal, Allah ta'ala will forgive us. Allah will accept our duas. So this is our aqeedah. Anbiya alayhi salam help. Rasul alayhi salam help. Awliya help. Salihin help. But with the permission of Allah. Without the permission of Allah, nobody can help anybody. Allah wills for them to help and they help. Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi, one of the greatest imams of this ummah. What was his nazariyah? What was his understanding of wasila? Once in Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif, the Khalifa Abu Ja'far Mansur was present and he said, should I face the rawda of the Prophet alayhi salam and supplicate or should I turn my back towards it? Sayyiduna Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi replied, face the blessed rawda of the Prophet alayhi salam and pray. And he said, pray to Allah facing the rawda of the Prophet alayhi salam because he is your wasila and the wasila of your forefather Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam. This was the aqeedah of Sayyiduna Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi, who has millions of followers around the world. He's from the Aimmai Arba'ah, the four main imams of fiqh, who have their own schools. He is the leader of the Maliki school. This is his aqeedah, that face the rawda of the Prophet alayhi salam, use it as a wasila. And he said, he is your wasila and the wasila of your forefather, Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam as well. And this is what the Sahaba would do as well. When they had problems, when they had issues in their life, they would come to the court of the Prophet alayhi salam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say to them, go away, why have you come to me? I can't do anything, you're committing shirk, na'udhu billah, none of this. Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in were taught about shirk, were taught about aqeedah from the court of the Prophet alayhi salam. Their understanding of the deen is greater than our understanding of the deen. And we know that Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, they would come with their eye socket damaged. The eye would be out of its socket. The Prophet alayhi salam would place it back in for them. And that eye would become stronger than the other. Other Sahaba would come with broken shins. The Prophet alayhi salam would place his blessed saliva on the shin and it would be healed. So like this, Sahaba would come regularly to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Somebody did not have water, they would come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ask. And we know during the battle, the Prophet alayhi salam, subhanallah, performed a miracle where water gushed forth from his blessed fingers. He helped the Sahaba. And this was all through the izn of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At times the Sahaba would come and say, Ya Rasulullah, we need rain, there's a famine. The Prophet alayhi salam raised his hands in Masjid al-Ghamama and it started to rain heavily. A full week later, the Sahaba came back and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do dua that it stops raining because there's too much rain now. And the Prophet alayhi wa sallam said, oh Allah, on the outskirts of Medina, not upon us. And the clouds moved accordingly. So this was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who he helped his Sahaba with the idhn of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they would come to his blessed court and seek help as well. Subhanallah, one Sahabi, and this is a hadith narrated by Sayyidina Uthman bin Hunayf. Sahabi came to the court of the Prophet alayhi salam and spoke about his eyesight. May his eyesight be cured, meaning restored. He was not somebody who could see. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him to read a particular prayer, two rak'at, and then make the following dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka wa atawajjahu ilayka bi nabiyyika Muhammadin nabiyya rahmah. Ya Muhammad inni tawajjahtu bika ila rabbi fi hajati hadhihi litukhda li. Allahumma fashaffi'hu fiyya. Every word of this dua, subhanAllah, brings pleasure to the heart of the believer. The Sahabi read this dua and he was cured, meaning he regained his eyesight. What is this dua? This is the dua of wasila taught by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inni as'aluka. Oh Allah, I ask you. Wa atawajjahu ilayka. And I turn to you. Bi nabiyyika Muhammadin nabiyya rahmah. Through your Prophet, Muhammad, the Prophet of mercy. Ya Muhammad. Although the dua says, Ya Muhammad, Allah Hazrat, Imam Ahl Sunnah and great ulama thereafter have said, whenever you read a hadith which says, Ya Muhammad, you should change it to Ya Rasulullah. So, Ya Rasulullah, Inni qad tawajjahtu bika ila Rabbi fi hajati hadhihi. Indeed, I have turned through you to my Lord, or via you, using your wasila, to my Lord, so that this particular issue is resolved. Allahumma fashafi'hu fiha. Oh Allah, accept the intercession of the Prophet alayhi salam for me. Such a beautiful dua. And this is something that is taught by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Sahaba would come to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they would ask like this. And they were not rebuked. They were not told that you're doing wrong. And this is something that the Sahaba practiced. And we should follow suit as well. We should not have any doubt in this practice whatsoever. And this is something they continued long after the Prophet alayhi sallam departed from this world as well. Yes. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha. Somebody came to her and complained of a famine, qahat, and she said, the room of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which obviously there is the Rawda Mubarak today, parallel to that blessed Rawda Mubarak, make a hole, remove the material from the roof, which is parallel to the Rawdah Mubarak, meaning create a hole so that there is nothing between the Rawdah Mubarak and the clouds in the sky. And then when this was done, subhanAllah, it began to rain. Meaning they used the blessed Rawdah Mubarak as a wasila. And they did as Ummul Mu'mineen instructed. SubhanAllah, rain fell down in abundance. So to wrap up, it's very important to be steadfast on this aqidah, which is proven from Quran and Hadith. Obviously, in this episode, we couldn't go into much detail, but what we have mentioned is sufficient for the believer. So we should never fall into doubts, whispers, shukuk, that, oh, am I on the right aqidah or not? Alhamdulillah, it's all proven from Quran and Hadith. The scholars have wrote upon this topic of wasila and istimdad throughout the ages. We just need to educate ourselves, sit with the righteous ulama, the ulama of Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah, and inshallah, we will gain istiqamah upon our aqaid. May Allah Ta'ala accept what has been said and enable us to go to our graves with it as well. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Our Islamic beliefs in our Islamic beliefs.